Hi, this is Nick Hood. Thanks for listening to this audio boot. This week I'm thinking about the teacher as researcher in the classroom, in the profession. Prompted perhaps by Bill Maxwell's statement that within 5 years he hopes that every single teacher in Scotland will not only be classroom teachers, but they will also be researchers, active researchers, in one form or another. It's always impressed me when I come across teachers, and there are quite a number of them, who take it upon themselves to take a particular interest and get excited about some aspect of teaching and learning, such that they want to find more about it, they want to read about it, they want to do some research and study this to see what the nitty-gritty, the relationships, the connections, the correlations are in a particular area of interest that they might have. And a number of these that I've seen quite recently are the people that have taken this all the way to doctoral study. Now, I don't imagine that Bill Maxwell himself is thinking that we're all going to become PhDs, but I think he has this vision, I think somewhat a dogmatic vision of the teaching profession in Scotland, supported by Donaldson, that we're all going to be on a path that takes us much towards the master's level, such that a teacher in a school is a master of his trade, a master of his particular area of expertise, whether that become be masters of a subject like physics or English or history, or whether this would mean people who are master's level in terms of attainment, child development and pedagogy and so on. This is a fantastic thing, I think, but there's a tension, isn't there? There's a tension between the current workload of the professional teacher, particularly in times of the monstrous curricular change that we're all facing at the moment, trying to get our heads around the nitty-gritty of CFE, what it means, how can we implement all of the principles of CFE, how our curricular models correspond to the principles and the expectations of the curriculum for excellence. We're all a bit busy with new courses. We're all a bit busy getting our heads around assessment. We're trying to make things fit such that none of the children in our care are disadvantaged by this time of change, such that they will still leave their education in schools with sufficient preparation to join the workforce or go on to further study. That workload itself is substantial. We have a 35-hour week in nominally, and I do know that there are plenty of teachers out there who are working a 35-hour week, and on occasion you'll find one that's working a bit less than that. But I think that substantially it's the case that teachers do work substantially more than their contracted hours doing the job of teaching through preparation, planning, organisation, providing resources and so on. I wonder where the time's going to come for every teacher in Scotland to find the time to then additionally take on the task of academically rigid or rigorous, thorough, well-read, well-grounded research that will produce interesting new aspects for their own teaching, such that they are going to be continually improving. The GTCS new model for professional recognition and professional development has at the heart of it the PRD, the Professional Review and Development Programme, which we'll all be taking part in. We'll be looking at what our needs are. And I think most of us have been doing this for some time, actually, looking at our particular CPD needs regularly, perhaps on an annual basis, to see what it is that they can do, what courses they can access, what additional learning they can access, such that their practice has improved or their area of expertise has improved. But there's this tension, isn't there, between the workload of the classroom teacher as it is and this vision, whatever it is, that Bill Maxwell states for us, that within this five-year time frame, we are all also, in addition to all of that, going to be doing additional research. Now, it might well be that he's not imagining that we're all going to become PhD-level scholars, certainly master's-level scholars in our area, but I wonder how this is going to fit with the workload. I don't personally understand how we can expect teachers in every school, in every part of the country, primary, secondary additional support for needs type provision are going to find the time to do this additional research. Perhaps he imagines that it will become embedded as our practice, as part of our practice, as we are teaching, we are inquiring. And I think that in practice, that might well become, in the extreme, a regular set of questionnaires, a regular set of analysis of test results, a consideration of performance criteria that are coming our way very soon in measuring how our individual performance stacks up against comparable teachers in comparable schools with comparable catchments. Wonder what you think about that. Have you got time to do additional research projects as part of your job as a classroom teacher? I wonder. I think it would be great if we did. I believe that that one of the models that we look at and I'd admire when we stand and look at our place in the world, I wonder if we look at places like Finland and say, look, there's a country where they're all master's level qualified and they all do incredible amounts of CPD. But they do so because their expected percentage of contact time is substantially less than we have in Scotland. I've worked on minimum time, you know, minimal free time, if you like, all throughout my teaching career in the last decade or so. And I've often thought, you know, it'd be nice to do some research, and I have done some research, I have done some individual projects, but these aren't substantial projects, these aren't substantially academically rigorous projects that I could then go and publish and receive some kind of accreditation for. I did that for my own interest and not for some advantage. There was the Chartered Teachers Programme, of course, which helped a number of people take this line, take this view that it's good to do research, it's good to take an inquiry-based approach to your teaching and learning and try and progress yourself through some additional programmes. But I think the cynics amongst us would realise that that was cut away from beneath us very, very quickly and has left a number of people feeling a little bit suspicious of this model that perhaps Bill has in his mind when he talks about us as researchers. Why would we bother to do all this additional work for no additional financial or career advantage? With the structures in schools such as they are now moving towards the faculty structure, there's a massive leap between classroom teacher and faculty head or principal teachers of curriculum. Something has to give in all of that, and I think the thing that has to give is funding. How are we going to find the funding for the additional non-contact time, for the additional time within the 35 hours a week that the classroom teacher is paid for, such that they can do this additional research and inquiry? I wonder what you think about that. Has anybody any idea how this is going to work? How are we going to resolve this tension between the demands of the teaching job to do the teaching job and the expectations of the inspectorate to say, you will also be doing additional research? How do we move towards an inquiring and academically sound master's level profession over the next 5 years? I can't see it. I can't see it working myself. What I can see is that new teachers joining the profession will have new qualifications which are at master's level. In fact, most of the initial teacher education establishments in Scotland are indeed moving their qualifications towards the SDQF level 11, that is masters. So they will join the profession with masters level qualifications. But what of the rest of us? Have we all just to shuffle off the mortal coil at the end of our time, make way for this new masters profession that joins behind us, this new young, dynamic, research-orientated masters profession? How are we going to do that? I wonder what you think. Your comments are always most welcome. Thanks for listening.